A 31-year-old Western Australian man is in custody after being charged with intent to cause harm and possessing explosives after a device was allegedly thrown into the middle of an Invasion Day rally. As First Nations people continue to call for the date to be changed, some on the political right appeared divided in their response this year. According to independent political commentator Kaz Ross, speaking on the From Pillar to Post podcast.
The March for Australia rallies that were held on January 26 this year were supposed to signal the comeback of Australia Day. Those on the right were saying we're reclaiming Australia Day as a day of celebration. However, what we found with March for Australia is that they were combining two things which are quite different. The idea of celebrating the idea of Australia, a day of celebration and nationhood, along with a stop immigration rally. So those two things on the surface look pretty contradictory, given that the nation of Australia was formed by immigration in the first place.
The program also sought the perspective of someone who has experienced independence from British colonialism before moving to Australia. Sydney-based Nigerian-born pastor Peter Mbakwe, who spoke with political reporter Noah Seckham.
Everybody loved the idea of independence. Everybody loves to be free. Man was never created to be locked up and controlled and manipulated by a superpower. Man was in our different cultural settings. We were supposed to be free in there. Receiving that was a tremendous joy.
Do you feel a deeper level of understanding as someone from a similarly British colonized nation, but without the explicit freedom of an independence day or an independent state? What are your reflections on the Australian population? Do you feel any deeper understanding that perhaps a lot of us are missing?
I was hoping you were going to ask me that. I think someone who's experienced Independence Day and independence of a nation will see it quite differently. I don't think we know enough about the First Nation people. I don't think we are tolerant enough. Saddens me. I've had the opportunity of meeting, they've done well in life, right? And they're Aborigines. And they still believe that part of the issue is not just what the invaders did. There's a part of the issue is them. So that's really calling for not a blame game. That's calling for a partnership. That's calling for unity. Let's get together and work this out.
So as a black man yourself, do you think that part of your identity feeds into your sense of injustice on behalf of First Nations people here?
That's a very emotive question. There's a massive elephant in the room and we're not picking it up. As a black man, to see fellow black men, black people, under the heavy hand of either a political system or a system in which we live. When I grew up in England, I grew up with a mentality that I don't believe in color because I had to work twice as hard to be considered equal, but I didn't let that affect me. The black thing can work for you or can work against you. We've got to make sure that we eliminate that racist element within our culture and how we live. To drink water from the land, to mine the things that God's put underneath their ground. If they mine it, then the multinationals, large corporates will take 99% of the profit and leave them with nothing. I'm not exaggerating. In some cases, they get nothing. So as a black person living out of England, it was tough. But coming to Australia, I think it's a lot easier going here. But it's still, still within community. You can pick up elements of racism, but we have to learn to live above it, believe for a better future where, according to Martin Luther King, all our dream becomes reality and we're all free.
I think something that a lot of white Australians struggle with is perhaps a sense of place, because we don't have a land that we can comfortably call ours, and that there's such a disconnect between where we live and where our ancestors come from. How does it feel to have that sense of place, that sense of belonging and of a nation?
This is the best question out of all the conversation. There is something about the Igbo man. I was born in Lagos, Nigeria. I grew up in the UK. I'm now living in Australia. But one thing you cannot take away from an Igbo man is his land. And I still can go to where my father has his home. And that becomes the property of the first son. And that's why a lot of Nigerians who live abroad, once they've made it, they go back to Nigeria and they build a mansion. But they build things that are humongous. Nobody's ever going to live there. But at the end of the day, we love the connection to our land. So independence means a lot more to, I guess, to that culture and to me that it might mean to an Aussie, because it's the oppressor is gone. I can go back to my roots. My land is mine. I'm free. There's still a home that you've got. There's the heritage of what my father did and what his father did that exists.
And if you would like to hear more of that discussion, you can listen to From Pillar to Post wherever you get your podcasts.